Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Thank God it's Friday!
Isn't that the truth? Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local now. After 2 weeks and 12 witnesses of this impeachment inquiry, it turns out that the needle isn't moving for Adam Schiff and the Democrats. Unbelievable. The news has been all good for the president over the course of the last 24 hours. For instance, California's highest state court yesterday struck down a law that would have required President Trump to hand over his tax returns as a condition to appearing on the state's ballot. It was a unanimous ruling. The California State Supreme Court held that key portions of the Presidential Tax Transparency and Accountability Act, signed in July, violated the state's constitution. That has been thrown out. Secondly, and this may be more important for what we've been talking about, another national survey finds that independent voters, leading a sharp swing in opposition to impeachment. That's the second major poll to produce those kind of findings in the last week. The latest national poll from Emerson College finds 45% oppose impeaching the president against 43% who support it. That is a 6-point swing in support of the president from October, when 48% of voters supported impeachment. That number's down to 43%. Very good news. I want to point out one thing that may not be getting a lot of publicity on CNN. Yesterday, under cover of darkness, the president, unannounced, greeted caskets of soldiers killed in Afghanistan. The president and First Lady Melania met the caskets of the fallen heroes killed Wednesday on a helicopter crash in Afghanistan. They don't want credit for it, but they wanted to do it. And that is that's something that scores points with people like me. Anyway, the president woke up this morning in a very talkative mood. And in fact, he called in. The word is this was not a scheduled interview, but that this was that he just called in. The president called in to Fox and Friends and spent 50 minutes, almost an hour, with Brian Kilmeade and Steve Doocy and the whole crowd on Fox and Friends. I thought this was amazing. I wanted you to hear a portion of it. Here's Brian Kilmeade welcoming in the President of the United States.
Good morning.
Good to have you on Fox and Friends today. As you said in your tweet, another slow news week. Let's start with the fact that the story that Griff just brought us, that it sounds like a former FBI lawyer, it sounds like, was doing something with the FISA application. That person got removed. And this goes to your argument that somebody at the FBI was out to get you, right?
Well, it certainly does. And they were spying on my campaign, and it went right up to the top and everybody knows it, and now we're going to find out. You have Bull Durham, who's supposed to be the toughest. I've never met him, never spoke to him, but he's supposed to be the smartest and the best, and he works for Bill Barr, who's a great attorney general. We would maybe have ended this thing a lot sooner had he been there originally. But you have some people that are great people now and patriotic people. They love our country. And this was spying on my campaign, something that has never been done in the history of our country. This was an overthrow attempt at the presidency. They tried to overthrow the presidency. This is a disgrace. But I'm not surprised to see it. It's just starting to come up. I think this is nothing compared to what you'll see over the next couple of weeks.
These media outlets are saying that the FBI lawyer manipulated and altered key documents related to that warrant application so that they could get permission to surveil Carter Page. He was on with Maria, Mornings with Maria, a few minutes ago, and he says it's a cover-up. Listen.
They have just been putting false information out there to the media, the Democrats and their allies in Washington, their Washington in the media, constantly pushing lies after lies. And then finally, this gets picked up by a court. It gets picked up by the Comey-McCabe FBI. And they got a warrant, a fraudulent warrant, I believe, to spy on myself as a way of getting into the Trump campaign. So there has been a continued cover-up to this very day. We still don't have the truth, but hopefully we'll get that soon.
How does this compare with what happened with that Ukraine conversation? Democrats want to impeach you because of that conversation, but this looks pretty bad.
So my conversation was a perfect conversation. The Ukrainian president said, what are they talking about? They must think we're nuts in this country. And this conversation was flawless. It was appropriate. It was perfect. It was nice. It was everything. And they even said that. They came out and said it. Now, compare.
Okay, there you have it. A portion of the president of the United States on Fox and Friends. We'll try and get more of that interview coming up in just a couple of minutes. Want to remind you that this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Escape Adventures. Are you and your family looking for an extended outdoor experience? Then check out Escape Adventures. Owner Jared Fisher, you'll be on the show a little bit later on. And the pros at Escape Adventures can provide you, your family, and your business with a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Find out more at escapeadventures.com. That's escapeadventures.com. More coming up from the President of the United States on what has been a magnificent, a great week. The news has been almost universally good for the president. He doesn't have to turn his tax returns over to the state of California. The polling numbers are all pointing in the president's direction. And I don't know what the Dems do now. I mean, do they drop the Ukraine issue and go for abuse of power? Or tampering with witnesses or something else? I don't know. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. More from the President of the United States. He called Fox and Friends, spent 50 minutes on the TV with Fox and Friends talking about what's going on. Also coming up later on, we'll talk with a deputy assistant to the president and the deputy director of communications and find out what the mood in the West Wing is on this day after the final, looks like it's going to be the final witnesses, but I'm not sure that they've got enough yet to send this thing to the, because there, remember the 31 members in districts won, in some cases by a wide margin, by Donald J. Trump? Remember that? 2016? Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. It is Friday. We'll also have the Friday song coming back when we return live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. We're happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you get to choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign power who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
For years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of Real Water. Real Water is simply awesome. Well, Real Water has upped its game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put the Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You will be amazed. And now you can get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to KevinWallRadio.com. Click on the Real Water picture on the top right of the homepage. That's KevinWallRadio.com.
Vegas Golden Knights hockey tomorrow night, 6:30, right here where Nevada comes to talk. Making radio great again, an official radio station of the Vegas Golden Knights.
Say hallelujah. It's been a great couple of days for the President of the United States. We'll take you back to that interview just a couple of hours ago on Fox and Friends. Steve Ducey and Brian Kilmeade and company. They did a 50-minute. And now, when I've had a chance to interview the President, I think it's a couple of times now, they always say 5 minutes and no more. And then, of course, you stretch it to 10 minutes because the president just loves to talk. But no, 50 minutes, 50 minutes, almost an hour. That's amazing. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. $299 for a single, $399 for a couple, just $529 for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com. Okay, As promised, we get we're the only conservative talk show across the nation, syndicated or otherwise, that plays requests. And all morning, I've been getting requests from around the country, from Greeley, Colorado. Wonder if it's snowing there. Miami, Florida, my old stomping ground of Kansas City. They all want to hear the Friday song. Well, here it is, by request.
Oh, man, what day is it?
It's Friday.
Friday, Friday, Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Friday, Friday, Friday.
Friday. Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Oh, come on.
Friday,
any questions?
Friday, Friday.
Anybody?
What day is it?
It's Friday.
Of course it's Friday. I just love that. Thank you. By request, the Friday song. We try never to disappoint. Okay, I want to take you back to that interview just a couple of hours ago on Fox and Friends. The president, they were even talking about this interview on CNN this morning. Did you know that? Yeah, you want to talk about just taking the air right out of CNN sails. Here they're trying to close the deal on impeachment, and the president goes on Fox and Friends for 50 minutes, takes all the viewers with him. Yep. Nobody was watching CNN this morning, I guarantee you. Here it is, Brian Kilmeade, Steve Ducey and company, Fox and Friends.
Over the last 5 days, these interviews have been, and these were their witnesses. This was the best they've got. Now, Adam Schiff is a sick puppy. He is a. It's been incredible. Now, what you're going to see, I predict, will be perhaps the biggest scandal in the history of our country, political scandal. But I guess that's the biggest, because what's more important than
political? What do you mean by that?
I think you're going to see things that are going to be incredible if it's done right. And I purposely stay out. I tell Bill Barr to handle everything. I wouldn't have to. I could get very much involved, but I purposely don't. And I haven't. And you know what? It's better that way, I guess. I don't have any obligation legally to do that. But I've let them handle it. So you have a Pfizer report coming out, which the word is, it's historic. That's what the word is. That's what I hear. And if it's historic, you're going to see something. And then perhaps even more importantly, you have Durham coming out shortly thereafter. He's the U.S. attorney, and he's already announced it's criminal. And we'll see what happens.
Mr. President.
I'll tell you what, you have a lot of very, very bad people. And, you know, a lot of people say deep state. Right. I don't like to use the word deep state. I just say they're really bad, sick people.
Mr. President, you say it could be historic. You have suggested in the past that this might go much higher than the Department of Justice or the FBI during the Obama administration. Are you suggesting it could actually go up into the West Wing of the Obama years?
When you're dealing at the highest levels of government, they were spying on my campaign. This is my opinion. I said it a long time ago. Remember when I put out a tweet and I talked about the wiretapping in quotes, meaning modern day version of whatever wiretapping may be, and all hell broke loose.
Well, how high did it go, Mr. President? How high did it go? Your opinion.
I think, personally, I think it goes all the way, okay, because I think it's impossible.
To Barack Obama.
For Brennan. And for Clapper and for all of these losers that you had over there, I think it's impossible for them to be doing things. And let's see what it all says. But
right.
It's impossible. Susan Rice, the person that worked at the United Nations, who went after Pfizer reports and went after reports like she ate them for lunch. And, you know, you look at the previous administration, they went after like a few, and she was getting them at levels that nobody's ever even imagined before, and it had nothing to do with her. No, I think this goes to the highest level. I hate to say it. I think it's a disgrace. They thought I was going to win, and they said, how can we stop them? They wrote up the phony fake dossier, the disgusting fake dossier, and they tried to have it put out prior to the election just to show you how incompetent they were. They spent millions and millions of dollars. Hillary Clinton paid for it, and the Democrats. A lot of it had to do, they say, with Ukraine.
But Mr.
You know,
President,
it's very interesting. It's very interesting. They have the server, right, from the DNC, Democratic National Committee.
Who has the server?
Now, the FBI went in, and they told him, "Get out of here! You're not kidding. We're not giving it to you." They gave the server to CrowdStrike, or whatever it's called, which is a country, which is a company owned by a very wealthy Ukrainian. And I still want to see that server. You know, the FBI has never gotten that server. That's a big part of this whole thing. Why did they give it to a Ukrainian company?
Are you sure they did that? Are you sure they gave it to Ukraine?
Well, that's what the word is, and that's what I asked actually in my phone call, if you know.
Right.
I mean, I asked it very point blank because we're looking for corruption. There's tremendous corruption. We're looking for, why should we be giving hundreds of millions of dollars to countries when there's this kind of corruption?
Right.
And if you look at my call, I said, you know, corruption. I think he said it to me. He's looking. He got elected on the basis of corruption. And I also, by the way, going back to that, why isn't Germany putting up money? Why isn't France putting up money? Why isn't all of the European nations, why aren't they putting up? You have the European Union. And they're benefited a lot more by Ukraine than we are.
But, Mr. President,
like
can
wall,
I ask you?
It's like a massive wall, yes.
Why
are they putting up money? How come it's always the United States that puts up money? The suckers, why is it always the United States? And these are the questions I ask,
right.
And I continue to ask them.
I'm true. Mr. President, the best you can. I know you've said that from day one about wiretapping, and you felt as though the previous administration basically seems to have set you up to really struggle for the first 3 years. Who is your source? Well, what are your sources that are telling you that the Obama administration was out to really hurt your administration?
Well, first of all, Brian, I haven't struggled because I've done more in the first 2.5 years than any president in the history of our country, and almost everybody admits it. Between rebuilding our military, the biggest tax cut in history, regulation.
Would you say they've been in your way? Would you say they've been in your way?
Court. Well, wait a second. Two Supreme Court justices. Within a few weeks, we'll have 182 federal judges. It's a record. So I've done more than anybody.
There you have it. The president, and we're going to get into that. We're going to talk to the deputy assistant to the president and the deputy director of communications coming up. We're going to take you to the West Wing. What is the mood like on this day after the close of impeachment hearings? We'll do that and more coming up. Live and local now. Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
It's green chili season at Taco Time.
It's chili season everywhere, my friend. I'm freezing.
No, green chili as in chili sauce.
More like purple chili as in I'm turning purple.
You're not getting it. Green chili season at Taco Time means you get their fresh-made, handcrafted, tangy green chili sauce on your choice of three different items. The green chili burrito, green chili chimichanga, even a green chili enchilada.
That sounds delicious, but I'd rather get them hot.
Oh boy.
Green chili menu items for a limited time only at Taco Time. Get them while they're hot.
Nevada Paralegal Center in Reno reminds us veterans of our armed forces deserve the thanks and respect of all of us. These are the men and women who have offered their lives so ours will continue to flourish. The price they paid for our freedom can never be repaid. Let's support our troops who serve to keep our nation strong. America's troops and veterans, real American heroes. This military tribute from Nevada Paralegal Center in Reno. We live in the land of the free, thanks to the brave.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House wrapping up the public hearings on the impeachment inquiry into President Trump for now, with no further hearings on the schedule, though House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has not ruled out the possibility of more closed-door depositions and perhaps even more public hearings after that. President Trump calling the revelation that an FBI official is being investigated for changing records just the beginning. The president saying on Fox and Friends this morning that by the time it's over, it will be the biggest political scandal of the century. There are reports that the Justice Department's investigation discovered that someone changed records related to the surveillance of the Trump campaign. Stocks higher this morning so far after the president says a new deal trade-wise with China seems to be close. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarus. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-631-9241. 800-631-9241. That's 800-631-9241.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet at gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
The border down Mexico way. That's where I fell in love when the stars above came out to play.
So good to have you with us this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Sterling Credit Group. In just 90 days, the folks at Sterling Credit Group can repair your credit score and repair your life. And they back up that claim with a 100% money-back guarantee. Call Sterling Credit Group, 833-91-LEND-1. That's 833-91-LEND-1. Or check them out at sterlingcreditgroup.net/fitnessfinance. Let's take you back. We're going to take you to the West Wing. The White House, you know, where the president hangs out. We're going to take you to the West Wing coming up in just a couple of minutes. But first, I want to go back to that interview. Breaking new ground, the president saying that this investigation is going to go right to the top of the Obama administration. Does that mean the president? I don't know. Here again, the president called in today on Fox and Friends.
Mr. President, the best you can. I know you've said that from day one about wiretapping, and you felt as though the previous administration basically seems to have set you up to really struggle for the first 3 years. Who is your source? Well, what are your sources that are telling you that the Obama administration was out to really hurt your administration?
Well, first of all, Brian, I haven't struggled because I've done more in the first 2.5 years than any president in the history of our country, and almost everybody admits it. Between rebuilding our military, the biggest tax cut in history, regulation.
Would you say they've been in your way? Would you say they've been in your way?
Court. Well, wait a second. Two Supreme Court justices. Within a few weeks, we'll have 182 federal judges. It's a record. So I've done more than anybody that's ever had the position in a short time. But they haven't made it pleasant. They're bad people. They hurt a lot of innocent people. People came down here. They got served subpoenas by Mueller and the crew. And they went through 2.5 years. They found nothing. So when you say that, I think we've had the most productive presidency ever for the first 2.5 years, but it doesn't mean that it was pleasant.
I know, but maybe I should have been clearer. My point is this. I know you've had that point of view, and some things are coming that direction to prove it, but who is your source that's telling you this?
I can't tell you that. I can only say that we have a lot of information that a lot of bad things happened. And when you look at Strzok and Page with the insurance policy where, you know, the two lovers, the two great lovers from the FBI, where he's saying, oh, she's going to win $100 million to nothing. But just in case she loses, we have an insurance policy. Well, that means, you know, we're going to take him down. We're going to take down the president. You wouldn't even believe this is possible. Mm-hmm. But the insurance policy, that was a very big find, finding that text. And the only reason we found it was they didn't want to use their private servers for a very bad reason, okay? So they used the public server. They used the FBI server. So here's the thing. We have so many, regardless of what's coming out, okay, the information that we have now is beyond belief already. But what they have coming out, I hear, is historic. Okay. That's the way it was explained.
All right, coming out in December.
It's historic.
All right, Mr. President.
Now, of course, the fake news will try and downplay it, but I don't think you can downplay this.
Not now.
Fake news is part of it. You know, it's the Democrats and the fake news. They're one and the same. They will downplay it because, like I see these hearings, where we have a great day, and then you pick up the phony New York Times, which is a total phony paper. I don't read it anymore. You can't read it. It's not even, it has no relationship to the truth. And you read a story that took place, and they don't tell you what happened. They only put in the bad. They don't put in the good. Same thing with the Washington Post. It's a phony paper. We no longer have it in the White House.
Mr. President.
And we saved a lot of money.
When we're watching those closing arguments yesterday, Adam Schiff, I mean, Democrats love it. You know, I'm sure he's getting pat on the back every time he walks down the halls in Washington because people are saying, keep pushing, we want impeachment. But if you ask Republicans, and we're going to play a soundbite of his closing arguments, they say, this is all theatrics. Watch this, and we're going to get your reaction.
Okay.
It came down to the fact that the day after Bob Mueller testified, that Donald Trump invited Russian interference. Hey, Russia, if you're listening, come get Hillary's emails. And later that day, they tried to hack her server. The day after that.
Wow. Wow. I just love that. I will tell you this. This has been an incredible 24 hours, 48 hours for the president. Adam Schiff ended the witch hunt, the clown show, and it was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. And if you look at public opinion is on the side of the president, believe it or not. It's moving. The circus is going to be leaving town. They've ended 2 weeks, 12 witnesses. And the circus leader, Adam Schiff, never laid a glove on the president. Stick around. Yeah, I know. Coming up, we're going to take you to the West Wing and the deputy assistant to the president and deputy director of communications. And one of the things I'm going to do is I want to find out take us behind the scenes. What is the mood at the, in the West Wing? I would imagine that if that's all Adam Schiff has, and we've got the inspector general's reports coming out well, one of them is coming out December 9th, that I would imagine there are a lot of high fives going on around the West Wing, where a lot of the news has been negative. But there are things the president is doing that are making a difference. The president, as he promised during the campaign, is winning, winning, winning. Unbelievable. Take a quick break. Then we'll take you to the West Wing, the White House. And we'll find out what the mood is there. We'll do that and a whole lot more coming up. As we continue, it is Friday. Oh, God, I love that Friday. We might have to redo the Friday song later in the show. It's just that good. As we continue, live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley, on 101.1 FM, KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429.
800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I really want to care. I want to feel something. Let me dig a little deeper.
No, sorry. Nothing.
It has been an amazing week for the president, and an amazing 24 to 48 hours. The president went to Dover Air Force Base and met the remains of some fallen heroes on Thursday. He greeted the caskets of soldiers killed in that Afghan helicopter crash. We have a poll that finds, yet another poll that finds that the mood of America is swinging in the president's favor when it comes to impeachment, and a California high court strikes down a state law targeting the Trump tax returns. Are they doing high fives in the West Wing? Let's find out. Jessica Ditto is deputy assistant to the president and the deputy director of communications and joins us from our nation's capital, from the White House. Jessica, first of all, thanks for joining us. Give me a sense of what the mood over the last 24 hours has been in the West Wing.
Well, sir, as you know, the president, as commander-in-chief, had a very somber moment last night, but certainly this is something that the administration, no matter what the Democrats have done since the president was elected to try to obstruct and undo the results of the 2016 election, this president has never stopped fighting for our country and working hard every day to ensure that he delivers on behalf of this country and all Americans. And so this week is much like every other week, where we know that while embattled in D.C. and embroiled in constant gridlock and partisan sham investigations, the president is delivering results, and that gives us all the motivation every day to work hard and support what this president is leading our country towards, where we have record unemployment, the strongest economy in the world, 6.7 million jobs created since his election. And this week, while the Democrats again wasted another session where they should be doing work on behalf of the American people, they should be passing bipartisan legislation to lower the cost of drug prices. They should be passing USMCA without a second thought, because it is something that has broad bipartisan support, will shore up every industry across our economy and strengthen our trade with our two neighboring allies and open up markets for all of our agriculture sectors. This is something that we have been stressing every day to ensure that the American people hear directly from the White House about the fact that this president is not wavering on his promise. And just this week, he went to Texas, where Apple, the largest brand in the world, chose not to take its product and supply chain to China. They're investing in Texas, in the American worker, because the president demanded it. It's something that we are incredibly proud of, proud to be serving this country in such a way, and just wish the congressional Democrats would set politics aside and start working with us.
Let me just ask you, because you have what I call a busy business card. You're assistant to the president, the deputy director of communications. When an interview like this morning on Fox and Friends, 50 minutes. I mean, I've done interviews with the president, and they're generally 5 to 10 minutes. But 50 minutes with the president in morning drive across the nation, that's amazing. Does that come through your office, or is that just something where the president picks up the phone and has the inside number at Fox and Friends?
It comes through our office, but it's certainly him. He wants to have every opportunity to directly communicate with the American people. He's the most accessible president in the world, and that makes our job as communicators and his press team very easy, because he is the best at communicating what he is intending to do, and his viewpoint is what matters. And truly, this week, after days worth of really dud hearings and a sham impeachment, that process that has delivered nothing but complete vindication for the president, he wanted to go out there and talk about it. And so I think that the benefit of working in this White House and communications is we have a leader who is not shy about talking directly through Twitter or at a 20,000 person arena or one-on-one with that family member who has lost a loved one in service to this country. He's the same person you meet in all of those situations, and he's putting it out there on behalf of our country because he loves this country so much. And so that makes our job very easy. It is really unfortunate, though, that Congress has been under Speaker Pelosi's leadership for the last 11 months and has failed to do anything with it. What bills have they passed that would help improve America's lives? What have they done to get USMCA across the finish line and modernize our old NAFTA agreement that's 25 years old now? Like, these are things that we really want to see Congress step up and do. And so the president's going to be the first to communicate that on a daily basis.
I know Speaker Pelosi yesterday in her Thursday presser indicated that maybe we've run out of time this year to deal with USMCA. Is that the view of the president, or is this something that could be fast-tracked over the course of the next 3 weeks?
We certainly, I think what's happening is just a further demonstration of the Democrats' purely partisan motives, that they're being held hostage by the extreme left of their party. And rather than debating on the merits of policy, putting their ideas out there to legislate in a certain way, they are attacking this president on fraudulent claims and phony investigations and distracting the country from the business and the matters that truly affect our people's lives. So it's our view that we are there, that Congress could easily pass USMCA, and we've been there for quite some time because the Democrat Working Group has worked very constructively with our team, and we've been going up there in good faith for the last 13 plus months to educate and work and negotiate. But now it's all in the hands of the speaker, and the president is right that her motivation is certainly not to deliver a win for this country. It is to deliver a political score against this president. And so we're hopeful that over the next week or so, when Congress is back home and people are telling them how desperately we need to pass USMCA, that there will be enough pressure to change her view.
Again, Jessica Ditto joining us, Deputy Assistant to the President, the Deputy Director of Communications in the White House. And I've got to ask you, after watching the interview with the president this morning on Fox and Friends, I'm convinced this president wants a Senate trial. Is that your sense in not just in what you've seen in the media, but just in working around the White House?
Yes. 100%. The process that has been conducted by the Democrats has been completely unfair. It has been one-sided and has not allowed the president the due process that he deserves. This is a historical and really unprecedented action that this House has taken. It's never been conducted this way. And so we want the full truth and the full opportunity, and the public deserves that. And so we would absolutely want to have, should they vote, if they go ahead after everything that we've seen this week that does nothing to make a case for impeachment, if they proceed to make that vote and proceed, then absolutely we would want the Senate to conduct a full trial.
Again, Jessica Ditto joining us from the White House. And can I ask about the president's mood? I know that every day there's been, different blockbuster. I saw something yesterday, one of the talking heads on CNN calling it devastating. Right. But after all of this, the polling is bending back towards the president. They support the president, and they're against impeaching the president. Tell me about the president's mood over the last 24, 48 hours.
When you look at his standing with Apple's CEO Tim Cook in Austin, standing there saying, "This is it. This is over." He's absolutely right. There's nothing there. His own conversations, as told by the folks who directly spoke to him and the transcript that he released, were perfectly fine, and it was in keeping the interest of the American taxpayer at the forefront. That is not an impeachable offense. And so obviously we are hopeful and excited that this process could be winding down. But the reality is what motivates the president is getting things done for the American people. So when you have 6.7 million jobs created since the election, despite the fact that they have been tearing this president down, investigating him from the moment he was elected, it's no surprise that his approval rating is going up because he's focusing on solving the problems of this country, the tough issues, tackling major trade agreements that have been broken for so long that have crushed our factories and driven jobs out of our country. He's delivering on his promises and it's working. And so he's obviously going to continue to trust his instinct and lead in that way. But when Congress is holding up military funding for political reasons, when Congress is failing to pass a trade deal for political reasons, then it's just going to be more motivation for the president to keep fighting.
Jessica, thank you so much for spending some time with us. I really appreciate it. And I appreciate all that you folks at the White House do in the West Wing to keep this president buoyed and positive and winning. He promised him we were going to get tired of winning. If you see the president, tell him I'm not tired of winning yet. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And have a great Thanksgiving. Make sure you get some time for friends and family. And we'll talk again soon, I hope.
There's much to be thankful for. And we appreciate you helping to get the word about everything that we're doing that's not investigations and impeachment. So appreciate your show and have a happy Thanksgiving.
Jessica Ditto, the Deputy Assistant to the President, Deputy Director of Communications at the White House. Wow. Coming up, Jim Yoder will give us the view from the Coachella Valley, and he's going to be with us in studio, no less. Yeah. In fact, the People's Republic of California actually came through for the president. We'll give you the good news. By the way, it's good news that you're probably not going to be hearing on CNN or MSNBC. This is good news relative to the president's tax returns. Yeah. Isn't that the truth? Thanks, though, to Jessica Ditto, the Deputy Assistant to the President and Deputy Director of Communications at the White House. I'll bet you you've seen her at some of these photo ops. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local.